You are not going to die tomorrow because I will not allow it. I'm sending you back. You are to take your division back to your command unit. That, Captain, is an order. I'm on my way to Aidendrill to take care of this. I will put a stop to that army of killers." Captain Ryan's expression hardened. "We have no command to return to. They were wiped out in Ebenicia. That was where we were training, but we were out on maneuvers. We have the trail of the ones who did it, and we are going after them."
"Those soldiers in Ebenicia were many times your number, and they were crushed by the force you chase."
"We know. Those were men we lived with, ate with, slept with. They were our teachers. They were our brothers, our fathers. They were our friends and companions."
He shifted his weight and cleared his throat in an effort to keep his voice steady.
"We should have been there with them. We should have been there to stand with them."
Kaelin turned her back to the three Galilean soldiers. She put her fingers to her temples, closing her eyes as she rubbed in little circles. She had a headache from the worry of these young men all being slaughtered. She grieved for the friends of these men, friends and comrades who were killed defending their city. The faces of the young women floated before her mind's eye. Kaelin spun around, looking into the eyes of the young captain, eyes, she realized, that had seen more than she had at first thought.
"You were the one," she whispered. "You were the one who closed the doors. You closed the doors in the palace, the doors on the rooms of the queen and her ladies."
He swallowed and then nodded. His blue eyes were wet, his lower lip quivered.
"Why would they do that to those poor people?"
Kaelin answered in a gentle tone. "The object of a soldier is to make his enemy do foolish things, either by making them too frightened or too angry to think. They do it to strike fear into your hearts, but more than that, to make you so angry you will do something foolish so they can kill you too."
"Those men we chase are the ones who did that. We have no command to return to. It's upon us now."
"That is the foolish thing they want you to do. You will not. You will go to another command. You are not going to attack that army."
"Mother Confessor, I am a soldier sworn to serve Galia and the Midlands. In my life, young though you think it is, I've never once entertained the idea of disobeying my commanders, my queen, or the Mother Confessor."
Captain Ryan lifted her wrist with his finger and thumb and placed her hand on his shoulder.
"But in this, I must disobey your orders. If you wish, you may take me with your power, but I will not otherwise do as you say."
Lieutenant Sloane spoke up for the first time.
"And then you will have to take me, because I'll take his place and lead our men to the fight."
Lieutenant Hobson stepped forward.
"And then you'll have to take me."
"After the three of us," Captain Ryan said, "you will have to move through the officers and then every one of the men. If there is one left, he will attack and die in battle if need be."
She drew her hand back. "I'm going to the Central Council and we'll take care of this. What you want to do is a suicide."
"Mother Confessor, we are going to attack."
"For what? For glory? You want to be heroes avenging the murdered? You want to die in a glorious battle?"
"No, Mother Confessor," he said in a quiet tone.
"We saw what those men did to Ebenicia. We saw what they did to the soldiers they captured. We saw what they did to the women and children back there. Many of the men under my command had mothers and sisters back there. We all saw what was done to them and what was done to our fathers and brothers, our people."
He drew himself up, tall and straight, as he looked with resolve into her eyes.
"We're not doing this for glory, Mother Confessor. We know it's a suicide mission. But we're all single. We have no families to leave without fathers. We're doing it because those men will go on to another city and do to them what they did in Ebenicia. We're doing this to stop them, if we can. Our lives are sworn to protect our people. We cannot shirk our responsibility. We must attack and try to stop these men before they kill any more innocent people. I pray to the good spirits that you succeed in Aidendrill, but still, that will take too long. How many more cities will be plundered before you can bring the Midlands to bear on these men? One city is too many. We're the only ones in contact with these killers. Our lives are all that stand between them and their next victims. When I took the oath to serve, I swore that no matter the choices, no matter the orders, I would always put the protection of my people first. That's why I must disobey your orders, Mother Confessor. Not for glory, but to protect the defenseless. I wish to have your blessing in this, but I will try to stop those men with your blessing or without it."
She sank to sit on the log again and stared off into the distance, pondering the three soldiers. The six men waited in silence. Children, indeed. They were older than she had thought. And they were right. It would still take her some time to get to Adendrill, and more time yet to raise armies to hunt down these killers. In the meantime, they would go on killing. How many would have to die waiting for help from the Central Council? She wished she could be anyone right now but who she was, the Mother Confessor. She disregarded her feelings and considered the problem as the Mother Confessor must. She weighed lives, those spent and those spared. Kaelin stood and turned to Chandelin.
"We must help these men."
Chandelin pushed his hands farther up on his spear and leaned toward her.
"Mother Confessor, these men are foolish children, and they are going to die. If we stay with them, they will bring a storm of killing around us. We will be killed with them. They will die just the same, and you will not reach Adendrill."
"Chandelin, these boys are like the Mud People. They are chasing their Jacopo. If we don't help them, then more will die like we saw back in the city."
Prindon leaned in.
"Mother Confessor, we will do whatever you wish, but there is no way to help these boys. We are only four."
Tossadin nodded.
"And then you would fail in your duty to reach Adendrill. Is that not important?"
"Of course it is." She pulled some hair back off her face.
"But what if the army who killed everyone in that city were going next to the Mud People? Would you not want me to help if it were your people they would murder next?"
The three men straightened. They twisted their spears while they thought, glancing over her shoulder occasionally to the three soldiers who also stood silently.
"What would you do to defeat this enemy?" she asked as she moved her gaze among the three. "If you had to."
At last, Tossadin leaned in again.
"There are too many. It cannot be done."
Chandelin angrily backhanded Tossadin's shoulder.
"We are Mud People, Fires. We are smarter than these men who ride in wagons and murder women. Do you think them better fighters than us?"
The two brothers shuffled their feet as they averted their eyes.
"Well,"
Prindon said, "we know that the way they want to do it will only get them killed. There are better ways." Chandelin smiled.
"Of course there are. The spirits taught my grandfather how to do such things. He taught my father, and my father taught me. The numbers may be larger, but it is the same problem. We know better than these men what to do."
He looked Kaelin in the eye.
"You, too, know better than these men what to do. You know you must not fight the way the enemy wants. That is what these men are about to do."
Kaelin smiled at him and nodded.
"Maybe we can help these men protect other innocent people."
She turned to Captain Ryan. He had been watching her speak in a foreign tongue with the three strange men.
"All right, Captain. We are going to go after this army."
He gripped her shoulders.
"Thank you, Mother Confessor."
He jerked his hands back, realizing with a fright that he had actually touched her. He instead rubbed his hands together.
"It will work. You'll see. We'll have the jump on them. We'll surprise them and have them all on a pike."
She leaned toward him. He backed away.
"Surprise them? Surprise them?"
She grabbed him by his collar and pulled his face close.
"They have a wizard, you idiot!"
The captain's face paled.
"A wizard?"
he whispered. She released his collar with an angry shove.
"You are at Ebenicia. Didn't you see the hole melted through the wall?" "Well, I guess I didn't pay attention. I only saw the dead."
His eyes darted about as if seeing them now.
"They were everywhere."
She cooled at the pained expression on his face.
"I understand. They were your friends and family. I can understand why you wouldn't have noticed, but that is no excuse for a soldier. A soldier must notice everything. Missing details like these can get you killed, Captain."
He swallowed and then nodded.
"Yes, Mother Confessor. Do you want to kill the men who destroyed Ebenicia?"
The three soldiers spoke up that they did.
"Then I am taking command of this legion. If you want to stop the men who are up there, then you will do as I say, and as Chandelin, Prindon, and Tossadin say. You may know about battle tactics, but we know about killing people. This is not a battle, Captain. This is killing people. We are only going to help you if you really want to stop those men. If you are interested in having a battle, then we will leave you right now so you can get yourselves slaughtered.
Captain Ryan fell to a knee. The two lieutenants followed his example.
Mother Confessor, it would be my greatest honor to serve under you. You have my life and the lives of every one of my men. If you know how to stop those men from murdering any more people, we will do whatever you ask.
She nodded down to the three men. This is no war game, Captain. For us to win, every man must do as he is ordered. Anyone who doesn't do as we order is aiding the enemy. That is treason. If you want to stop those men, then you all are going to have to turn command over to me, and you can't change your mind if the task becomes grim. Do you understand?
Yes, Mother Confessor, I understand.
She looked to the other two. And you?
I am honored to serve under you, Mother Confessor. As am I, Mother Confessor.
Kaelin motioned them up and then drew her fur mantle closed.
I must get to Aidendrill. It is of the utmost importance, but I will help you begin this.
We will tell you what must be done. I can give you only a day or two. We will help you begin the killing, and then we must be on our way.
Mother Confessor, what of the wizard?
Kaelin looked at him from under her eyebrows. You leave the wizard to me. Do you understand? He is mine. I will handle it.
All right. What do you want us to do first?
Kaelin walked between the captain and one of his lieutenants.
The first thing you have to do is get me a horse.
Chandelin leapt forward and gripped her arm, slowing her as he put his head close to hers. His tone was angry with suspicion.
Why do you want a horse? Where are you going?
She came to a halt, pulling her arm free. She took in all six men.
Do you have any idea what it is I'm about to do?